I sometimes feel, and I, you know, we can sometimes feel that if we can only get all our hate or anger out, it would be okay. If you could just sort of get it out in some way, then you'd be relieved. The burden will be put down. But it doesn't seem to work like that. Certainly doesn't work like that for me. It just kind of builds it up again. There might be a kind of temporary relief if I, you know, lose my rag in that moment. But actually, it's it just kind of causes greater complications in myself and in my relationships with other people. I think also there is a general view around that blaming others for your pain is all right, is a good thing. It's kind of where it's at. We really do seem to live in a blame culture. Very, very strong. I was talking to Attila, who's a good friend of mine, who's a psychosynthesis counsellor, and we were talking about this, and he said he's under no doubt that we're in a blame culture in the modern West and increasingly the modern world. It's strange in the modern West. There's unprecedented wealth and leisure and freedoms and possibilities that are available to us. But with it comes a culture of complaint, to use the Robert Hughes's phrase, from, you know, complaining about consumer goods, just, and you know, I have the misfortune sometimes of sticking on Five Live and there's some phone-in program and it's just a stream of complaints, you know, just what, and I thought, God, this can't be doing anybody any good, surely. You know, but yes, it's, we complain for everything from consumer goods, you know, kind of encouraged to do it, you know, through to our parents, our teachers, and anyone else, you know, the government, everybody, you know, everybody is it's we suffer because of somebody else. That's why we don't have a kind of incredibly fulfilled and creative and rich and deep and profound life. It's because of everybody else's fault. You know, if it wasn't for everybody else, I would be an artist. I would be a fabulous writer. I would be, you know, etc. It's their fault that I suffer, that I hurt. So they must make it better. So there's a feeling of not being able to live properly unless they do something, that they apologise, admit their wrongdoing, hang their head in shame. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to deny the fact that people, you know, have been harmed by other people, and that, you know, I know people who've been really, you know, have been, you know, do have the scars of being really harmed by other people. I've seen that. And it's, you know, there's quite a lot to deal with. And there is something objective there, you know, in terms of what they've been on the end of, no doubt about it. But personally, I don't believe that happiness and fulfilment is to be found in blaming and resentment, no matter what has actually come to us. I don't really think that just being in blame, being in resentment, is actually going to lead to fulfilment for ourselves personally. And I include righteous indignation in that, of being something I suffer from myself. You know, I sometimes hear things like, those fools, you know, they, oh, you know, I actually, that's not going to me to have a fulfilled life at all. I do know some people who actually define themselves by their blame. They are the person who suffered at the hands of this person or these people. That's why they are the way they are. And it's tragic, really, because, and even if the people have apologised, even apologised repeatedly, there's something they're still waiting for from outside of them, when actually the key to the situation is in themselves. And it's so tragic because you see these really good people kind of stuck because of their blame. They wear their pain and resentment and blame like a kind of badge, like a kind of definition. So I think we need to really watch out for the culture of complaint, the blame culture. And I think it kind of gives us, as it were, a philosophical support for our anger and ill will and resentment. Those things are hard enough to deal with in themselves, but I think there are attitudes and views and opinions around which kind of support them. When you enter the spiritual life, and when you enter the spiritual community, if it really is the spiritual life, and if it really is the spiritual community, and you see it as a spiritual community, you leave the culture of blame. You leave the culture of blame. And whatever happens, whatever goes on for you, has a new significance, has a new significance which doesn't involve blame. Shantideva is very clear. There is no way that an angry man can be happy. There is no way that an angry man can be happy. It's as simple as that. Anger and hatred and so on are really destructive of our own happiness and destructive of other people's happiness as well. But mainly, in the end, it's very destructive of ourselves. I love my mother, and she's a really wonderful woman, but sometimes she can get into these, she watches lots of news programs, and she gets into this thing, she's in her 80s, of, you know, how everything is going wrong, and Tony Blair, you know, that. And I turned to her one day, I said, "Mum, please, please don't spend your last years being eaten up with bitterness. It really, don't do it, Mum. You're much better than that. You're not like that. You don't need to do this." I wouldn't dream of giving feedback to my parents, you know, in days gone by. But she was very good. She kind of went a bit quiet and perked up. it's sort of seeing her, that she's making herself unhappy. We might have to erase this. But, you know, I find that is especially tragic. You can get locked into this stuff. You can get locked into it. And I think the Buddha talks somewhere, I'd have to check this out in the Dhammapada, that we have to be careful that we, in our own age, we don't end up like kind of old herons. It's an incredible image, old herons, kind of, a bit sort of warped and, you know, always going on about the achievements of others and what we haven't got. Old herons, God, what an image. Don't want to be like that.